Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight.
Yes, yes. Long theme, great show in store. So that only means one thing. Fucking awesomeness and discussing those little forbidden topics like you know about those little things. Those certain things you can't really discuss on radio. Or TV, like, yes, that stuff. And then we have some other surprises for you in store. And so, yeah, so.
You're getting a car.
No, I'm not Oprah. We're not Oprah. Not Ellen DeGeneres. But we are. We can be pretty badass.
Yeah.
If I must say.
Hell yeah.
So, did you hear about? I'm sure you heard about the. The little prank that different Facebook groups pages have been pulling with their little April Fool's pranks. Yeah.
Apparently, Nokia has come up with a good one. They're re-releasing the Nokia 3310.
That would be pretty fucking awesome.
It's like, wait, that was a joke? That would be great. I mean, those phones are like rock solid.
So Red Hood should be along, and then yes, yeah. We're going to be having a little party, so to speak. Yes. So, Red Hood should be coming just along, and I'm sure we have some surprises in store for you that can leave you wanting to say, what the fuck is going on? So, get ready for the fucking... Yes, for us to really say... Okay, the show just left me wanting either more or wanting to come back for more.
Yeah. So, oh my!
Do I? Yes, George Takei.
He's always saying, oh my.
Yeah. Oh, there's Red Hood right now.
Oh, yes, I am here. Of course.
Here comes Treble.
Of course,
yes.
I am here.
Oh.
I would never miss this, what we're about to get you guys for the world. I would never miss this for the world. There's a reason why. Well, let's just say that we know what you do not know.
Yes.
Like aliens or something?
Or
like something is going to hit you.
Oh,
in
yeah.
About 5 seconds.
Yeah. That will be... Yes.
That was about 5 seconds.
Yeah, five. Give me under 1 minute.
It's 1 minute.
About now. It was
stupid late for that
evening. Well, not really. It was Tuesday evening. We're all meeting for coffee. And typical, because I didn't know what a Tuesday was. And I didn't know it was a Tuesday. But yes, it was a Tuesday. Tuesday. Oui, monsieur. Tuesday. But not just any Tuesday. The first Tuesday of the month. Shit. What? It's one of those days that people get pranked, isn't it? No. No, it isn't. It's just a normal day. It wasn't a normal day. Not at all. And every 5 minutes, the clock ticked by. 1 second. 2 seconds. Every 5 seconds, something happened. And there was a young couple outside where they were speaking on the current tabloid of King Ye and Kanye, and apparently a Burger King catered wedding.
Oh, God. Yes. This is just one of those news stories that definitely could be good.
Could be. Might be.
Yes.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Yes. Oh, not again. Not again. But this could be good stuff for the broadcast, right?
Oh, yes, yes. For broadcasters and all that other good stuff.
I swear. If there's one more thing about any pop star that's on TMZ, I'm going to scream. It's 24/7. I can't stand it. And I'm hearing, oh, I hear people this, Kanye that. Enough. It's enough. I swear. Can I get you anything, miss? Yes, right. I'll be good. I was in a bar waiting for friends. Never came. Yeah, thanks. Imagine if only this was a reality. If only. Breaking news, somehow just came through the room. Breaking news of reports of clowns are coming to save children in need. More at 10. I turned to the screen. I turned on my cell phone. I called my girlfriend. And I said, just what we need. Fucking clowns.
Yeah, clowns, yes. Yeah, clowns. Clowns can definitely burn up kids' days. And other people's.
Fucking clowns. Yeah, if you hate clowns, don't turn in, said the announcer. You answered my question. Plus a splitting migraine. And the narrator basically spoke to me because of my migraine and said, you're telling me. Clowns, Kim, Conway, oh my. Nearby, there was a deal being made. A financial deal, you know the type. When money is being passed around and the whole ATM is unloaded in one quick shot. And there was a Frenchman named John with Burger King discussing the details of a wedding that was going to be taking place, including a fast food shotgun wedding. Apparently, my girlfriend witnessed the call.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it did.
But at the same time, this is what the call sounded like. At least she told me. Hello, this is Meat Unlimited. How may we help? We would like to order as many chicken tenders as you can possibly send over to New York. I'm sorry, says the operator. Chicken tenders. I want chicken tenders. I'm sorry, please hold. We don't have chicken tenders. Our slogan is the finest purveyor of meat. Well, yes, but chicken is meat. No, it's not. It's classified as poultry. Yes. Poultry is meat, you stupid git. Well, the second person was on the same table on another call to Transmart, the trash mart, which went something like this. Hello. You've reached Trashmart, finest purveyor of trash weddings for tabloids and honky-tonk weddings and other salty products. How may we help? Now the same guy, Jean, same guy said, I need 10 traps, trash heaps, and set it in the most god-awful place possible. Well,
what?
We have a barge that's for sale, and we have a barge to tell you where, New Jersey City. There's one up in Jeff's PA. How dare you? Said my girlfriend.
How dare you? Just no. No.
But anyway, what? And she said nothing. The call resumed. Or she chose to say nothing. Anyway. I'll take the one in Jersey. It's closer. Anyway, I need five slutty LA whores, all named with a spell of H. Check. What else? I also need to have columns that fall apart. I need him. Yes, I need a barrister who will break everything up because this cannot happen. You got
yeah.
It.
I'm sure that the barrister would love to do that. Yes.
Well, the barrister would do that.
Yes.
Sort of. Until one day, where basically two things happened, two really good things happened. An astronaut fell from space. A baby was born.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Kim Kardashian and Kanye West actually had that baby and foolishly named it North by Northwest. We're not kidding.
I wonder if
she'll
marry...
It was named Northwest.
I wonder if she's going to end up marrying... The child's going to marry someone with the name South.
And the direction of everything would go southwest.
But the
funniest thing is that it came to New York. And so John was on the scene. He couldn't really stomach. He couldn't really stomach everything, you know.
I'm sure John would prefer. I'm sure he would love to get involved and deal with them as well.
Well, as much as we sort of we here at AMC Press love
Potter.
Yeah. And we love Solid.
Oh.
Jean, our Frenchman, could not stand it. Not that he couldn't stand us, but he couldn't stand the fact that this was happening. By this point, two transatlantic calls had been made. One chicken tender had been ordered because there was a default on the way. One fry had been ordered for 14.
Huh.
Now, one fry for 14 people. Could you imagine what the chaos was like?
I'm sure it was. They're going to have a war on their hands.
Well, a war, not really. Try an army.
Oh yeah,
an army of masseuses and other things. And what else? I mean, everything else that you could imagine. And then, the unthinkable happens. They actually suffice to make the fry grow. And multiply the fry. Multiply the fry in several ways. They tried to basically multiply the fry, take the fry, put it in the microwave, and grow it with extra oil. They tried to stretch the fry. They tried to go to the cook who originally made the fry in the UK and said, can you stretch this? And the cook to no avail said, absolutely not. And he said, why? And he said, because of the fact that we here at Grow Industries cannot grow anything more. than five. You'll die.
Yeah, that's not possible.
You'll fly with especially grown. You'll fly and fry were especially grown from tiki water in Africa. Kanye, who... Exactly. Kanye, who didn't believe it, he basically said, this is fucking ridiculous. You're telling me that my Kim and you cannot grow our fry to extend 14 people. That's right. We cannot do that because we're out of canola oil and we're also out of French fresh potatoes. We don't have enough russet potatoes. We have just, it's like the Irish famine. We have just basically run out of potatoes because all the restaurants in London take from us.
So, doesn't that mean that they would have to go to other, like,
fast food?
Doesn't this imply a fast food wedding?
So Kanye had no alternative choice but to go to McDonald's and Burger King and say, listen, I need 12 orders of fries and 12 orders of chicken tenders. Now,
I thought Taco Bell does not have fries.
I think they do in Canada.
Yeah.
But that's what makes me... So, Kanye was probably what...
What made it so funny was that I bet you their decision was basically to say, oh yes, we're going to pick the best of the best of the best, which is Burger King, which isn't really the best. But yet, the funniest thing was that now now it comes to still Burger King calls back. And previous to this, Burger King has called back and they said, under no uncertain circumstances are you to serve Kanye West or Kim Ye. Because they decided to Africanize the name. And so all the associated, so each thing Kanye went in, he goes, fine, well, fuck it. We'll hold a kebab shop. We'll hold up a kebab shop. And even the kebab shop in England said, no, I'm sorry, mate. We can't cater to you. Why? Says Kanye. Because we hate your music. Oh. Says Kanye. He says, yes. We hate your music. We hate the fact that you don't like lamb. We hate the fact that you don't like Muslim people. We hate the fact that you're married to a bitch named Kim Kardashian. We hate the fact that you're... There are multiple reasons why we hate you. One of them being you hate lamb. And as the Muslim Brotherhood, we all worship the lamb, but we have to kill it because we like it too.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, quite everybody in the entire place erupted with laughter because of Kanye's expression on his face, which was one of bewilderment. So he gets back to the States and he says to Kim, "We're not going to have a wedding." And he says, "Why?" He says, you've got to be kidding. Every fast food restaurant in Europe will not serve us. Why? Because of you." Kim's eyebrows go up. So then, fine, we'll just go to an American person.
I'm sure McDonald's will cater to the lowest of the low.
Well, that's almost what happens. I mean, McDonald's, it's, you know, in the funniest part of it, McDonald's has a very funny thing about them. McDonald's caters to everybody except Rap Stars. Well, no. They treat it like
you and I.
Well, yes. They do. And
yes.
And the funny thing is that we're the MC Press. We sort of hate the fact that this is happening. So,
oh, yeah. I would love to see Kanye and have a backyard wedding. Not a, like, down in like the bayou, like down south.
Oh, how fun would that be?
Yeah, it would be.
Could you imagine?
That would be
something.
That would be something that should be taped.
Taped? Could you imagine the revivals? Could you imagine the revivals? You know, that would happen.
I could see it happen.
We pray
like,
to the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes. That would be... It's like, yes, we're praying to the Holy Ghost. Ghost of the bayou comes up and bites him in the butt.
No, the Holy Ghost just goes, yes. I have one with two faces. Fuck off and never return. Says the Holy
it's
Ghost,
like,
but Christ says.
No, but then there's those ghosts that dabble in those, like Wiccan beliefs and dark magic, like those that believe in that stuff. So, in all reality, could happen. Someone who doesn't like them could potentially do that. Kind of be funny. Not really.
Could be happening.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Anything's possible.
Anything is very, very possible. But yet, the funny thing about it is that we're glad that this wedding, quote-unquote, has a very suspicious ending. Besides besides food delays, right? Besides the food delays,
right,
and everything like that happening, and them being like, we can't do this, and you know, it happening and keeps happening, and this sort of is like a Groundhog Day.
Oh yes, Groundhog Day. That happened.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine baby's point of view?
Oh,
could you imagine the baby's point of view?
Oh yeah, it's like, you don't need daddy. Why are you?
Dad?
Or not dad?
First of all, I can't believe you're my dad. Second of all, why do I have a stupid bitch for a mom?
And who likes to spread her legs? gotta remember that.
Who what?
She likes to spread legs like no one's business. Got famous for it.
Oh, yeah. That too.
So,
That too. You know, and the funny thing is that we're glad that this never happened.
Yes, that's one thing
because
we could all be happy with.
It never. Never happened. But at the same time, the baby, thank fucking God, I don't know how it's doing in real life, but for the purposes of this
April Fool's joke.
Yes, yes.
Happy April Fool's Day from all of us.
It never happened.
Yes, never happened. All is well in the world.
It's not happening. All is well. We decide to scare you.
Yes.
That's right, I'm leaving.
Oh,
no, Jimmy, don't go.
Hello?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
That's
wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. I think we have a caller. I get it. Maybe.
We have a caller?
Yes.
Is this Kim Kardashian?
We can only hope. We can only hope. Just.
Are we serious? Are you serious?
No.
April Fool's the end.
Oh
yes.
My God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I swear. April Fool's. Now, I wonder what happened on the Huffington Post today. You know, in terms of April Fool's jokes.
I don't know. We haven't really checked there. I know that there's a few sites actually. Blog Talk Radio actually did an April Fool's joke with wanting to say you could do podcasts on the go, and it was like a dud link, which is pretty cool. I was like, oh, new thing. Yeah, no, not so much.
Oh, my God.
So Blog Talk Radio, Bravo.
All day, every day.
Yeah, I think we could have a ball on here, providing laughs
Oh, yeah.
And dark humor galore.
Has anybody seen Netflix's newer options today? They now released bacon and rotisserie chicken.
They were doing a thing about roast. I saw an article about Netflix that was basically, it was like, how to baste a chicken. Like, it was how to baste a chicken as a Netflix.
How to baste a chicken?
Yes, for some reason, how that's. Yes. Yes.
As a Netflix movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So, that's.
Some of these reviews are funny.
Oh my god. Exactly.
It's supposed to be a fun day for those who like it. Others.
Hey, you can still watch it for 3 more hours before it disappears.
Exactly.
You're talking to one of them.
This is bacon and rotisserie chicken or gone.
No, it's called if you go onto Netflix right now, you could find the movie I was talking about. It's The Curious Case of Benjamin Button Witnessing Searing Chronicles Defying Return of
Wait a second. What is it?
No, I'm legitimately.
What's its title?
Rotisserie
chicken.
Yes. And it's something. It is no lie. It's one of those. If you have Netflix, check it. I'm not walking. It's an hour. I don't know if it's. Actually real. I want it to be I have to say that as a joke.
Uh-oh.
Hold on a second. Let's just see. April Fools from around the world.
Yes.
April Fools jokes. April Fools 2014.
Yeah.
That's his title?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
No fucking lie. To you. I was lying.
God.
Netflix, you win. You win.
Wait a second. Oh my god. Okay.
It starts when it's fully cooked and ending in its raw form.
Wait a second. You're kidding me.
Oh, I'm serious.
Swig. I'm loading it right now.
Oh, God.
Swig.
Are you telling me you two have already seen this?
No, I'm just going to get... Oh, and then also Pokemon did something...
Wait a second.
They released something that was more... That was... They said that they were releasing something when, in fact, it wasn't.
They actually released this.
They released to the smartphones and tablets. Google Maps.
No. I'm actually watching it right now. This is not funny. This is not funny at all. It's all it is. It's a fucking rotisserie chicken.
Yeah. But it starts off cooked, then it goes backwards into the raw form. Like, meh.
Oh my god, it's interesting. I'm not even going to watch it, but it's one of those little things, like, there's so many, and then there was one Facebook page, yes, Power Rangers related. The Power Rangers page always does something interesting, but they claim to be putting out fine jewelry and whatnot, so...
Yet, the fucking hell.
Can you hear us?
That would be kind of interesting.
Wait a second.
What?
I'm sorry.
Stupid blog talk.
This is probably the lamest. This is the lamest. Wait a second. Please. Are you kidding me? This is
what?
It. The whole
what?
Film. The whole
oh,
film
God.
Is a rotisserie chicken. The entire film is a rotisserie.
Backwards.
No.
I
backwards.
No, forwards.
It doesn't matter.
Are you playing on rewind?
I did put it on rewind. Now it goes backwards. Come.
Does it fucking matter, you guys? Does it?
It's freaking awesome.
It's awful.
I think that's for someone who really loves their meat. Even though I enjoy my meat, I would not want to watch it for hours on end.
Do you really love your meat?
Oh my!
God! Did you beat your meat, Johnny?
Oh my!
When it comes down to it, when I go out places, no one. I'm not afraid to say I want a nice steak. I'm the girl who knows how to eat and knows how to do it. I know what I like. So, yeah.
Yes, well, screw your little chick salad. Oh, I want a piece of steak.
Oh, my God. My God. That is funny. That is funny. Do you know what's really funny?
What?
In terms of April Fool's history, in 1857, an 1857 ticket to the washing of the lions at the Tower of London.
It would be better if it had smell-o-vision, like, actually smell the meat roasting.
Oh my God.
Having smell-o-vision, I would opt out of.
What? Let's talk to Kardashian. Don't have smell-o-vision. I don't think I want to smell that. But that or honey boo.
A honey boo boo is.
I don't think I want to smell. That'd be gross.
I can't wait until honey boo boo actually grows up.
She's gonna be pretty wealthy because her parents are actually smart and putting money away. Give them that.
Yeah. Well, I'll give them that. That's all I'll give them. Because I can't believe that they're not gonna go do a a thing where
Can we hear Swigs?
Yes, we can.
Is Swigs in?
Swigs.
Say
something.
Swigs.
We're all...
Hello,
Swigs.
Swigs person you're speaking of. This is Kimberly Noel Kardashian, and I am calling to complain to you all about the prank you have been pulling on me and my family tonight.
What a maroon! What an ignoramus!
Oh, you are infuriating!
Oh, are we? Really? We are. Honestly, it was a joke. We swear. We wish, I mean, even if your baby's named North by Northwest or South, and your sister's named South by Southwest, don't get them. We just don't want you to get them confused with the airlines.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh,
you don't what?
The airlines.
Like.
Oh, the airlines. I thought you were saying something about allies.
No, no, no. Allies. You
I thought you were speaking about, like, Beyonce and Jay-Z or something like that, because I was just on the phone with Beyonce not too long ago, and she's just wonderful. You know, not that, you know, name-dropping or anything like that. I don't do that.
Oh, you just did. You know, I was on the phone with King George. He's rolling in the grave because you actually are getting married to a hipster.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. And you're
well, the only dead person that really matters to me is Elizabeth Taylor. So King George can just, you know, suck some dirt or whatever it is he's doing down there underneath the ground.
Well, King George is actually having a right old time. I was just in contact with his mother. And his mother says, fuck you.
Yeah,
I'm sure she would like to.
But No. She wouldn't want to fuck you because she's not a lesbian. But she would like to.
I've converted women before.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I have converted women before.
Oh, have you? Have you converted a dead woman? Because that's fucking awful. It's god awful.
Well, you know, anything that gets the bills paid, honey.
Anything that gets the bill paid with a child named North by Northwest after a fucking Hitchcock film.
Yes.
I can only imagine what your child's name will be, your child's friend's name will be. Please don't make a mistake of having a sister named Screwdriver.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if you wanted to name your kid North by Northwest, you already did that. That was your first mistake.
No, it wasn't a mistake, okay? I want my daughter to feel special because she is. She is my daughter.
Shut up. Yep.
Who do you think you are telling me to shut up? You shut up. I'm Kim Kardashian.
I'm not going to get... Look, I'm not going to get into a shut-up fest with you because it's not worth my time. I'm a BA graduate.
Kanye!
Yeah! Okay, honey, I'm going to fuck you some more. Oh, wait a second. Wait. The funniest thing... Hello?
I'm here.
Kim...
Oh, are you there? You're still there.
I'm still
there. Oh, my God. You haven't gone away, have you?
No, she wants to stay up and be put through hell in Hammasket. No, this is her... What is it when people are... This is her what is it called? When people who are Catholic go through trials and tribulations.
Oh, wait, or is it people who are Catholic go through child mutilation?
Or something of that matter? I wouldn't know. Maybe I would know because... But, yeah, that's another story. Stay for another day.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
It's her penance.
So, are you still there? Are you still there?
Oh, are you talking to me? I'm sorry.
Oh,
I was busy texting.
Yeah. Oh, shit. She's still back. Fuck it. I mean, honestly. God damn it. You're still back. Damn it. Why? So, wait. So, how many people, just out of indifference to all of us on the air, how many people had to fight for the chicken tender?
Yeah,
it was a private affair. I'm not going to be speaking about my wedding, all right?
Oh, wait a second.
You can
wait
watch it on E! When it airs.
No, 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 no. We don't want to watch E! We just want to see it from the host. So how many people did you witness fighting for one lone chicken tender?
No, you don't want to watch E! You want to take E! I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
One lone chicken tender, you fucking trash.
What is this chicken tender? I don't even know what those are.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Wait a second. Your husband basically, he introduced you to KFC, and then he introduced you to Burger King, and then he forgot to issue a chicken tender to you, and you don't know what they taste like?
What is this KFC and Burger King that you're speaking of? Are they agents?
Okay. Are they agents? Yes. One is named Mr. Cluck Cluck, the other name is Mr. Wrangle.
Yes.
Now, Mr. Cluck. Now, Mr. Cluck Cluck works for KFC. Mr. Wrangle works for Burger King.
Cluck Cluck. That's a really strange name.
It is. It's
yes, it
very,
is.
Very. His kids actually have individual wings. But yet, the funny thing is that.
Like Angel Boy Syndrome or something. Oh my god,
what?
I don't even know what that is, and I just used that word.
Did you go to college?
Oh, no.
Yes, I went to school for business. Have you ever heard of Dash and, like, the Kardashian makeup line? My father was a lawyer, you know.
That's not college or university.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, Your father was the one who basically, your father didn't go to law school.
I am not listening
to
this, okay? I do not speak ill of the dead.
Oh, you don't. But you do speak ill of your cunts.
I speak ill of my what?
You speak ill of... I think you speak ill of each butthole waxing you actually get.
Oh, my.
No, but that means she likes it raw. I'm sure she does.
Oh, I'm sure.
How would you know this? I mean,
oh, my.
Did you bed me some night when I was, like, drunk?
No. Do you remember the time you went to Pennsylvania?
Is that in Europe?
No, you directionless trap. It's in America.
Where is Pennsylvania? It's in America?
Yes, it's in America.
Yep. Is it in the South?
No, it's not in the South. It's in the North.
Oh.
Like your son.
Like,
I've never
like
heard of the place.
You've never heard of your son?
Is there anything in Pennsylvania now?
Wait a second. You've never heard of your son and you... My God, you directionless twat. You've studied business. You study business and you're
well, what do mutations have to do with business? I don't understand. The business does not have anything to do with geography.
Business has everything to do... Yes, it does. Business has everything to do with geography. Not only that, but business is conducted everywhere around the world. Oh, wait a second. You were born in the world and you think the world's flat, so you're like Christopher Columbus.
No. She wants to think she's like Christopher Columbus.
No. Originally, when somebody told him, he always thought that the world was flat.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But the world is flat.
No, the world is round, you fucking twat.
Yes, it's round, but it's flat.
No, it's round and flattish. Your brain is flatter than the world.
Really?
Sorry.
Yes, yeah. Really. Did you come out of your mom's arsehole, you know, completely blind?
I don't know. It's possible.
Maybe.
Oh, that's fucking it.
That's
Allison.
Maybe.
Allison.
Yes.
Help.
I probably did, because isn't that how puppies
help.
Are born? And I was like a cute
help.
Little puppy, I'm sure.
Please
explain
to
this.
Did you have some issues about, like, daddy, mommy issues? Because, yeah, the team is so, you know, it sounds like you did.
Mommy and daddy issues. I don't have any mommy and daddy issues.
Oh, wait a second. Didn't your mom and dad recently divorce? Or wait, did he go away with a weekend?
But that wasn't my dad. Bruce isn't my dad, at least not biologically.
So, he's still the daddy. You have stepdaddy issues and mommy issues.
Hmm.
I got a point.
You do got a point.
Who has the point?
You've got a point.
Yeah. I really shut it off for a little bit since we only have like 3 minutes left of the show.
Yeah, are there, like, any more questions that you want to ask me? Because I know it must be wonderful talking to someone as amazing and famous as I am. I'm sure it doesn't happen that often.
No, you simply can't. We're done.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It's definitely to the point of, if you think you're special, we're part of a affiliation of shows on the
corner where you need to expect
an
affiliation of shows.
Yeah, which means they're going to be having a reality show and they have 2 celebrities. So how about those?
So what, they're going to be like, they're going to try to be the next me?
Kind of. Sort of.
They could do it.
Yeah,
maybe.
Good luck with that, okay. Seriously.
Oh my god.
Well,